Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to try to get Clara Halper on near the end of the show for an update. The police all arrived on her property in Piscataway, New Jersey, the 75 acres they're stealing, not even paying her for, just taking. Local officials involved in the development of the land and the stealing. And riding shotgun with us for the entire hour will be Jack McClan, who knows well about government land grabs and how people are under attack nationwide. Jack McClan, for 24, 25 years, has been fighting the New World Order. He is a vet from the Vietnam era, also most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona, history cop of the year, I believe twice. And he's here to talk about just all of the big issues we face right now, the American Union, the open borders, the gun control, the things that are happening. Jack McClan, it's good to have you on, my friend. The main reason you're here, though, I almost forgot, is because you are now on the GCN Radio Network, and we're so honored to have you Monday through Friday, my friend.
Well, I'm excited about it, too, Brother Alex. Very excited. You guys do good work over there, and we're just putting in about 14, 16 hours a day here, and I know you put in long, long hours, because we're pulling out all stops to educate as many people as fast as we can, and of course, GCN does an excellent job, and we're so pleased. Our two police and military associations here are very pleased that I'm on there, so thank you.
In fact, tell everybody about the showtime and your website.
Okay, the website is Police and Military Against the New World Order, but rather than put all that down in your search engine there, just put down jackmclam.com, and you'll come up with our organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order. And my program on GCN is from 5 to 6 Pacific time at 7 to 8 your time there, Alex, each day, 5 days a week. And it's called the Officer Jack McClan Program. And well, we're just pleased and proud to be on GCN.
Well, we're proud to have you, sir. You're one of the people that woke me up over 12 years ago. In fact, we have a lot of AM and FM affiliates out there, and I wanted to let them know that you're now here and you're now available. It's a great show for that time slot, an hour program where you cover police and military affairs from position of support of the troops and of the police, but truly supporting them, exposing how they're being manipulated and controlled. I think it's a great show for stations to pick up.
Well, thank you, Alex. Yes, we've we're all volunteers here, and we've been volunteering now to try to educate our police and soldiers for almost 25 years now, and God has blessed us by being able to reach a lot of police officers and soldiers, our peers in uniform, and tell them about what's really going on in the nation. And so GCN certainly allowed us to do that job much more rapidly, and that's our goal, is to reach the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers and get them back under the sovereign people, serving and protecting the sovereign people, Alex, instead of how we're trained today to serve and protect the system from the people.
Well, that's what's happened, and police think that by taking our rights they protect us. They've been lied to, haven't they?
They've been lied to, absolutely right. Yes, and more are waking up. I just received a letter from a sergeant in California a week ago, and I put it in my pocket, a letter, and didn't open it until yesterday, and I was quite surprised at the one-page letter here from him. Just shows you, Alex, what our police and soldiers are doing. He's I don't know if we have time to share this.
Yeah, let's read the letter when we get back from this quick break, Jack.
Okay, yeah, I think it's exciting for the people to hear what our police and soldiers are capable of to serve and protect the American people.
And at the same time, I want to get into the American Union. I mean, has it pleased you like it's pleased me, buoyed your heart, to see the American Union now being mainstream news?
Oh, my goodness gracious. That is exciting. It's exciting because I know that the Bush crime family wanted to keep it a secret and did everything he could to keep it a secret, but it's beginning to get out, praise God.
Well, that's made our credibility shoot to the moon, basically, because we've been talking about this forever. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're working with people. We're networking. We're supporting good Americans and good people on this planet that know about the global crime syndicate, that are aware of its activities, and that want to fight it and defend their families. I mean, last hour we had a major Hollywood director on talking about giving out 9/11 inside job videos and trying to wake up the neocon Bruce Willis, who's starting to wake up. I didn't even ask the director to talk about that. There's so many other prominent people. The former Marine Corps historian comes on a week ago and says the 9/11 story is a fraud and the dog doesn't hunt, and off air says even more. The head of the 9/11 victims' families, the biggest group, goes public and says that it's got to be an inside job. I mean, every day more people are stepping up and stepping out. Jack McClam has a new show here on Genesis. He's been on the radio for over a decade now, and he's now on the GCN Radio Network. We are so honored to have him. 7 o'clock p.m. Central every night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Eastern. You can listen right there at Infowars.com or GCNLive.com, or just type Jack McClam into Google and you'll get his website, and it's got big links to it as well. He's only been on for a few weeks, and the show's really building, and we are so honored to have him here with us. Jack, before we get into the American Union and what police and military are doing to fight the New World Order, your organization, let's get into that letter from that sergeant you got from California, and then I want to shift gears and talk about people waking up to 9/11. In fact, let's do that now. What do you think about how, I mean, we are bringing in a mighty harvest. The tyranny, as we always said, as it got worse, as it came into fruition, would be so obvious that people would be forced to wake up, and I'm really starting to see that happen, Jack, with the grace of God.
Oh, yes, Alex. Likewise, here at our two police and military associations, our contact is picking up, and on our email, my goodness gracious, so much email are coming in, we can't even, I've got 38,000 email I haven't answered right now. So people are waking up, brother, and wonderful police and soldiers are waking up and helping us now. They've become our agents inside for God and country to help educate more police and soldiers.
And by the way, so, that's not your opinion. All over the place, they're having leaks, whistleblowers. It's bringing the New World Order to a grinding halt right now.
It truly is, brother. We've got a great chance of winning this. And as long as we still have the First Amendment, you don't have to go to that third box the founders gave us, the cartridge box. So we're just praying every day that we can win this nonviolently as more and more people, both inside government and outside government, are waking up. And this sergeant is basically telling us that, Alex, I'd like to share this, a very small letter.
Yeah, read it, please, please.
Here's what it says. And you know how, Alex, when you walk around town, people will give you an envelope and say, read this when you can, and or a packet of papers and say, Alex, read this. Well, that happens to me here, too. And so about a week and a half ago, a guy stuck this in my hand down in Kuski, Idaho, and said, hey, read this. It's very important. So I folded it up, stuck it in my pocket, and kept on going about my task. And just last night, I got to it, opened it up, and it says here, Dear Brother Jack, June 30th is the date on it. Just thought I'd let you know that myself and several other law enforcement officers are members of a new militia, which we formed here in blank, California. I won't give you out the area in California because he's trying to protect his identity. Just like you did some years ago, we've been using our police and military training to train our fellow Californians in essential tactics and techniques to secure our homes, our neighborhoods, and state from those who would attack from without or enslave our families under a totalitarian system from within. As you know, this training is legal now, but it will not be in the future. And he's right about that. You can go out and shoot your guns and crawl through the woods and train in military tactics all you want to, but one day it'll be illegal. It goes on to say here, there are some very good books available now on winning against superior forces, which will not be available in the future either. You know which books I mean. I can't tell you how important your issue was. We put out an issue 10 years ago on militias, how legal they were here at our Police and Military Association. That's what he's referring to. He says, I can't tell you how important the issue was on the legality of militias. That helped make our decision for us. It is long overdue that Americans start preparing and practicing for very difficult times and very dangerous times in the near future. No one here wants to see violent situation, but we'd be a fool not to get ready in case it comes, and it looks very likely that it may come. Many of our law officers know the truth about 9/11. The truth about the wars of aggression against the Arabs by our nation's enemies to capture their land, oil, and to get World War III going. Our knowledge level is going up each day as we listen to your radio program and others on alternative radio. Keep up the work to awaken our brothers in law enforcement. We will have many more patriots inside the system as we educate our peers. As your website says, treason and tyranny cannot be enforced on the American people unless our soldiers and law officers enforce it. And we are working overtime to awaken more of our fellow officers by using your constitutional police and soldier publication. We'll be back in touch. Don't let us down. Keep going with your educational materials so we can pass them on. And keep up the radio show so we can feed more fellow officers the facts of what's coming our way, which we officers will play a large part in for good or bad. Sergeant Morris, not my real name, you understand. That's how he signed it. But isn't that amazing, Alex, that he's in California and I have a guy hand me an envelope down in Kuski, Idaho, and it's from Sergeant Morris over there, you know. So this is what's going on. The soldiers and police officers are smart enough to know that if they put their heads up, they're going to have their heads chopped off. Like I did, I was the most highly trained or highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, Alex. But after I started writing about the Constitution to my peers, I became the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona. So Sergeant Morris is being very wise.
Let's shift gears to the bad guys. The BATF and the FBI and Foreign Canadian Royal Mounted Police raided Richard Salata a few weeks ago. He's now gone public about it. Aaron Zellman was even on the phone with him when it all happened. He talked to the FBI. They came in, pointed at anti-Nazi material from JPFO. They pointed at My Police State, Three Total Enslavement, at the book of the speeches of George Washington. We have a photo of the materials. And they came because he gave the sheriff my materials and some of your materials and a bunch of materials, the Miracle of America, the founding documents, the citizen rule book we mail out to everybody. They called him subversive. They called him all sorts of names. And this isn't the first time. I mean, we have a lot of these cases that are confirmed, like Kelly Rushing there in Lyon County, Kentucky, was arrested for giving a state trooper a Ron Paul speech in the floor of the House. I mean, that's how... So contrast good officers to people that could go into a gun manufacturer's home and not arrest him and just very upset about a constitutional material.
Well, brother, sadly, we're not aware. We think that, I'll take you back to East Germany just a minute, when the East German police and military were shooting children, men and women, as they were trying to climb over the wall, we were told that these were the dregs of society, these were the most evil people that were doing these, manning these machine guns, but in essence, it was not. It was the most patriotic police and soldiers they had that had been brainwashed, that it was for the good of society that these people be killed that were domestic terrorists or whatever they named them back then. And, of course... the sad thing is, when I was an academy instructor in the sixth largest city in the United States, I saw the brainwashing going on of our police officers to tell them that they would be asked to do things one day they wouldn't want to do. They would be asked to do things to save the country that they all love, and the patriotism is always pushed on these soldiers and police officers. If you're patriotic, you'll do what you're told, no questions, just do it. And then they list people, certain groups of people, as the enemy of America, enemy of liberty and freedom.
And by the way, we
military believe it.
And by the way, we have the federally written documents from Virginia, Texas, Arizona. We have them from all over the country, and we have the federal training. It lists homeschoolers, people that talk about the Constitution, a land rights activist as terrorist, and then we talked to a man earlier in the first hour who had basically whopped part of his hand off, went into an emergency clinic. He had InfoWars and anti-UN stickers on his car. They refused him care because of it.
Wow, man. I hadn't heard about that one. But I'll tell you, brother, the line is being drawn in the sand. The enemies of God and liberty that run this country and much of the world, these international criminals, they're scared to death because the people are waking up and they don't want that. I mean, they've got a ways to go yet to put
well,
us under
it,
martial
Jack.
Law and totalitarian
Jack, that's
system.
It. Jack,
yes.
That's it. I mean, how does it feel to you? I've got to interrupt you. How does it feel to, I mean, we were there when the days were really dark, and I'm sure it can get dark again, but
yes.
We're not hyping this. People are really waking up. Does it feel good?
It's fantastic, but it's scaring the enemy to death because they know there's many more of us than there are of them.
Please continue.
Yes. Well, I saw the training in the police academies. The giant police academy there in Phoenix, Arizona, which was the regional police academy, as these police officers were told they're no longer citizens, they're an entity of government, they're raised above the citizens to better supervise the citizens for their own good, and the brainwashing is just incredible as they prepare these officers, and of course it's going on with soldiers too, to do what they're told for the good of the country. If they love this nation, they will do what they're told without any question.
But the Founding Fathers said the exact opposite.
They did. Indeed, they did.
Jack McClam, stay there. I want to talk about the American Union and how long you've been researching that and working on that and what this new national news, you know, admitting it, what effect that's had on police and military and your correspondence. We'll be right back.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My new film, Terror Storm, is out. It needs to get out to everyone. It's up to you to get the original DVD copy and burn copies of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in an information war. We're going to open the phones up in the next segment if you want to talk to Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order, a wonderful American we're honored to have now on the Genesis Network, weeknights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain. We are honored to have him with us. Now, Jack, I mean, what was it like when suddenly Lou Dobbs and now even Glenn Beck and now all these national publications are admitting they're reading the documents that unelected boards are already merging us into an American Union, and then to see the EU failing in Europe and its expansion, to see the American Union south of Mexico failing. But here they just move forward, but at least they tried to keep it secret. As you said, it is now breaking, and they are crumbling. Jack,
well, Alex, what's going on, we see here at our two police military associations, is that there are people on the hard left, the Marxists, Trotskyites, and communists here in this country, who have been listening to this diatribe that there's going to be a chicken in every pot when we have this Marxist world government, and there'll be freedom and everything for everybody. And all of a sudden, their own oxen are beginning to get gored in this country here, and they're beginning to look at it more carefully, and a lot of them are coming out and saying, wait a minute now, I don't think I'm going to be one of these elite. It looks like I'm going to be on the bottom level, no middle class. And they're beginning to speak out about these things as never before. And this is great to see the left and the right, you know, of course, these are all just made up things, but to see all the people beginning to look at this in reality and say, wait a minute, national sovereignty gone for America? We're going to be like a European Union here in this American Union? And they're beginning to say, wait a minute, I've got kids and grandkids here that I'm not sure that I want to see them grow up in this kind of a system. So it's breaking loose, Alex. It's beginning to break loose on television. It's beginning to break loose in Hollywood. And thanks to a lot of your help and Genesis Communication Network, and it's exciting because the International Crime Syndicate used to have control of the left. You know, they'd have total control, and then they came in with the neocons and took control of the Republican fascist system. But now it seems to be coming apart for them. So all I can say is hallelujah.
I agree, and I've analyzed this. I've looked at this. I've spent many hours sitting, you know, in a chair in my living room, just focusing and thinking. You know, as a layman investigator, really, you know, trying to get the answers with the data I have. And even if the globalists carry out an even bigger terror attack, which they'll probably be forced to do, I think that's going to blow up in their face, pun intended. I mean, every angle I look at, every line of reasoning I study, I see that the globalists are losing power, the people are gaining power. The problem is they've got the high ground still in the media, in the government, in the military, and so they may be able to go ahead and try to maintain control, but I think as they are forced to flex their muscles and exert force, in the end, that ensures they lose. Do you see the point I'm making?
I certainly do, and it's right on target, and you notice that we here at our Police and Military Association believe that the Bush crime family and his overlords would do another terrorist attack here in the United States before now, but what we notice is all over the world, they're kind of scared, I think, to blow up something against here because the 9/11 truth is getting out there to so many people. But they're blowing up things around the world to keep us reminded of this Al-Qaeda out there, Al-Qaeda. Notice that the poor people in India just got blown up again this morning, I guess. And so they keep setting off these bombs all over the world to keep the fear factor going.
Well, speaking of L.A.,
in the nations that were not supporting them, really supporting them to gain more support for their wars of taking over all these nations and putting in the Middle East and putting in these puppet governments.
Well, speaking of L.A., when I was out there, there was some LAPD there at the hotel, some plainclothes guys, also some of Sheen and some other old people's bodyguards were there who were off duty LAPD.
Yeah.
And they were all nodding their heads, shaking my hand. They were already fans. They already knew about the New World Order. And I said, how many LAPD know about this? And he goes, ha, we all know.
That's exciting, brother. Really exciting, because I'll tell you what, police and military are the enforcers. And if the police and military will not enforce tyranny on the American people, and if they see things happening under the table, like these bombings and all, and come forward, the New World Order has a big problem, and they know that.
Oh, boy, it's incredible. We'll get into the open borders and Bush and the Democrats pushing that. Talk about some of these fake neocon talk show hosts that are losing all credibility and take your calls on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up for Jack McClam, a great American patriot. Before we go back to Jack, I want everybody to know that my new film, Terror Storm, is out. I put more work into this film than I put into any other documentary we've made. It's got Ray McGovern, former high-level CIA analyst, getting into 9/11 and the phony war. It's got Professor Stephen Jones getting into the thermite with an interview we did with him, a sit-down interview. It's got Morgan Reynolds, the head economist for Bush in his last administration at the Department of Labor. It's got interviews with Michael Meacher, Blair cabinet member, former cabinet member, member of parliament currently, exposing 9/11 as an inside job. MI5 agents David Shaler and Andy Michon talking about 7/7 being an inside job and 9/11. We go to London, we go to Crawford, Texas, and show you the neocons. The film starts with a history of government-sponsored terror, Operation Gladio, the USS Liberty, Hitler and the Reichstag, and how he attacked his own operation there outside Gliwice to attack Poland. We get into the whole war. We get into 9/11, the last 20 minutes with all the latest information. It's got my bullhorning in Chicago. It is such an amazing film. I'm so proud of it. It moves fast. It is designed for the general public that is ignorant on these issues. It is made to wake people up. It is an information warfare bomb. It will blow lies to pieces. You can get high-quality digital DVDs right now at InfoWars.com. They don't have the extras. It'll still be 3-4 weeks till that's ready. We've still got to make the menus, and we're making the cover for it and got to send it off, and we just can't wait. So you can get the fancy-dandy one in 3 or 4 weeks, but we just can't wait and another week to ship it to you. And plus, it's a way to support us. I mean, when the official one comes out, I hope you'll get a copy of that, too. But bottom line, I decided to just put the DVD out with the film on it, and it's an American Scholar Symposium. That's what it says in the menu. It's a special edition. I'm signing every copy that goes out, and we'll only have these for a few more weeks. Maybe they may run out, and there'll be a few weeks where it's not available. Get your copy of Terror Storm now. I am so proud of it via the safe, secure online shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free to secure your copy and get a few of the other videos while you're at it. There's big discounts when you get multiple films or books. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Terror Storm is now available. Secure your copy today. You can also go to prisonplanet.tv, download it in high-quality bandwidth, low-quality, medium-quality, whatever your connection is. You can stream it. You can get the film. You can burn copies of it. Give it to people that way. A great activist tool. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the entire 9/11 symposium from L.A. 2 weeks ago is being uploaded. Half of it plus is up there now. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly subscription for $5.95. Get a yearly subscription and get 3 months free. And your purchase also makes this operation possible. And then what do? We have all these other activists, all these other truth tellers, all these other patriots on this show day in, day out, and support their operations. I see myself as this operation is like an aircraft carrier. And we're out here trying to get the best and brightest on board on this broadcast, on the websites, to continually launch sorties at the enemy. To empower our fleets that are out there. And we're like a huge, clusters of armadas out there attacking the New World Order mainland. We are crushing them. We are burning them. We are smashing them. And I'm only one small part of that. And I just thank God every day that I'm in this position, and that I've been blessed, and that we're here fighting these creatures. So please get Terror Storm right now. I'm so proud of this film. I haven't hyped it properly. I've been so busy, I'm not even really promoting it on the sites or on other radio shows. I've been turning down radio interviews every day because I'm so busy trying to do other things. We can't do it all. We need you to help us get this out. We need you to spread the word and expose these killers. Jack McClam, I mean, we can talk all day. How important is it for the actual listeners to take action and become activist truth tellers, fighters in their area?
Well, brother, it just isn't going to happen without people doing that. We've been telling people to get a piece of paper and put GCN and how people can get on GCNlive.com and cut them up and hand them out to neighbors and relatives and friends, and just get your tapes out, get our newsletter out, and anything possible every single day. Make it a goal to touch one person with truth and information. And if people listening would do that, make it a point every day to reach somebody, then the enemy can't win, brother. As thousands and thousands a minute wake up around this country, and there's millions a month waking up, it's just got the enemy on the run.
Well, that's something that we get so busy in my small office we haven't done. We get sent great flyers people design. We post them, and they get put in the archives. We need to put a link on GCNlive.com with printable flyers for people, make it easy.
Yes, InfoWars, wonderful.
InfoWars.com needs to put all that in one spot.
Yeah.
We need to do that. That's something I've been meaning to do. We haven't done it properly, but we will execute that, Jack.
Yeah, we've got a buddy in Phoenix that every Sunday he does something for God. One Sunday, Alex, he goes to church. The next Sunday, he's out in the parking lot of other churches in Tempe, Mesa, Scottsdale, Phoenix, putting flyers on the windshield of all the cars in the church parking lots. And then the next week he goes to church, and the next week he goes out into the parking lot. Everybody can do this, but they need the flyers. And so it would be wonderful if GCN could put out some downloadable flyers that people could just take out and hand out if they're standing in a grocery line at a store. Turn around and hand them out to people in front of you and back of you.
Well, we're not going to wait. We've made quite a few. Others have made them over the years. We never put them in a section, but we'll put it in an activist or flyer section. And listeners, if you want to design flyers for GCN or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, email those to Ryan@InfoWars.com, and we will post those in the flyer section.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful, because everybody can do something every day to touch people.
Well, you know, I run into so many people over the years who say you can't fight City Hall, you can't get involved, you can't affect change, and, you know, I'm just going to sit here in the dirt and die. They don't understand that those of us that have fought know the experience of failure, of success, of drawing a blank. Different things happen every time, but if you just keep taking action, you're going to gain ground. What was the old Texas Ranger saying? I've got it hanging here on the wall. Let me get it. It's no man in the wrong can stand up against a fella that's in the right and that keeps on a-coming. Texas Ranger Captain Bill McDonald.
I like that. That's wonderful. Well, you know, the Holy Scriptures, too, tells us that we're supposed to put feet to our prayers. I know people are praying every day, and that's wonderful that we win this thing, but God tells us in Psalms 94:16 that we have to rise up against the evildoers. We have to stand up against the workers of iniquity, Alex. So even the Bible, God is telling us to get out off our derrieres and do something against this evil.
Well, over and over again in the Bible, I just randomly open it up every day, and constantly I see things like, who will stand up against the wicked men for
me? That's right. Amen. That's right. That's right. And that's what more and more people are doing, and it's having a tremendous effect.
I want to go to calls, but first, I get these type of emails every day. I mean, we get orders for videos directly to the NSA, folks, and then there's an added comment about, oh, we support you. Really weird. Well, not emails every day from the NSA, but emails from government every day. But,
yeah.
Here's one. I'm not going to give too much out, but it says, I know that this email is supposed to be media only, but I couldn't find any other email address on the site. I'm a U.S. Army captain. I get these every day. Serving a year-long tour in Iraq for the second time in 4 years. The first time I was here, I found the website and read it every day that I could get an internet connection. I spent a better part of that year spreading the word, and soon my entire platoon and half the company was buzzing about the site. We ordered your movies, and then we had discussions for hours breaking them out of the mold the Army created and teaching them to think for themselves. The point of this email is to thank you for what you do and to see if you possibly have any deals for us over here. I would hate to be thought of as a freeloader, but we don't have all that much money, but I still want to broaden the horizon of this new band of soldiers that I am deployed with this time. Many soldiers ask of me, but I cannot find a better way of sitting them down in front of your videos and then discussing them. Thanks either way. Quote, please don't share my name with anyone. The higher-ups would probably burn me at
That's
the stake.
True.
Sincerely, Captain U.S. Army with his name. He's a West Pointer. And I know so many Marines that come back. This goes back years, and they tell me, people I know personally in high school and college who went off to be in the military, they come back and they go, Alex, you know, I've been in the Marines for 10 years, and, you know, I'm an officer, and I showed them one of your videos, one of the milder ones, America's World by Design, and, you know, they basically demoted me and did all these bad things to me. I mean, what's
That's
wrong
right.
with our videos, Jack?
Well, it you know, the military and law enforcement's run by the New World Order right now, and these guys have to keep their head down a little bit and pamphleteer without being caught and put things on bulletin boards and, you know, flyers on bulletin boards and use gloves because they'll take your fingerprints off the flyers, guys and gals out there. I'm talking from experience. We had a major come into the boot camp, Marine boot camp, and hold up an Operation Vampire Killer 2000, waving around, and says, "Have any of you guys ever read this?" And two guys jumped up and says, "Yes, sir." And they were led out, and the third guy that kept his head down wrote to us and told us those two guys never came back to boot camp. So they're scared to death of their forces, their enforcers of this New World Order, learning the truth that the American people are going to be enslaved. And that really ticks off soldiers and police officers once they learn the truth, because they are highly patriotic.
Yeah, this is such a free country. Why are they kicking people out of the military who've just read something when all it is the Constitution? Let's take calls. First up, who's up first here? Steve in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello there, Alex and Jack. It's nice to be able to talk to two true patriots. And thank you, Jack, for that scripture. That was quite apropos. My question for you, Jack, is down there in Phoenix, do you remember that flyer that Sheriff Arpaio out of Maricopa County put out a few years ago?
Yes, showing the domestic terrorist.
Right, and the
FBI put it out, actually. The FBI put it out, but it had Sheriff Arpaio's sheriff's logo on it, and he got ticked off about that because he didn't have anything to do with it. He's a personal buddy of mine.
Really?
And, and that flyer lists Christians. They call them doomsday cult groups, which Butch Reno under Clinton, remember, that's exactly what she called Christians, doomsday cult members, and that's what they list in that flyer, FBI flyer for police officer eyes only, that the police officers got out to the public, praise God. Some
and by the way,
police officers got it out.
By
also
the way,
list
Jack,
constitutionalists in there
right.
as domestic terrorists.
Right.
By the way, it didn't end with Clinton. Bush is putting them out nationwide that are even worse, that list land rights activists.
Okay. Yeah, and homeschoolers, right?
Well, it mentioned, right, on that flyer, it mentioned supporters of the Constitution also as terrorists.
That's
and so
right.
you're saying that that was actually an FBI product.
That's
and,
right.
And
it was put out by the FBI. And
Arpaio got
Joe Arpaio did not give him permission to use his sheriff's logo on that.
Yeah, if you read carefully,
really upset.
If you read carefully, it's an FBI task force phone number on there.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, Arpaio got stuck with it as the fall guy, huh?
Yes, he did, and he really got ticked. He's an old government agent, 33 years with DEA, and sadly, I've warned him about this. He keeps opening the doors and giving the keys to the city to the feds when they come in. And
boy.
I told him, Joe, I said, you're a sheriff for the county now. You serve the people. You can't be a federal agent letting the feds run wild in the county here. But he keeps doing it, but he does have pink underwear and green bologna for the prisoners in his jail down there.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear he's not really what that flyer portrays him as.
You read carefully, it's a federal flyer.
Yeah, okay. All right, and then the next thing is, Alex, you probably already know about these two websites, but or can I go ahead and mention two websites?
Go ahead.
No National ID, talking about the Real ID Act that was passed back in May of last year.
Yes.
And then also, which is against it, it explains.
Great. What's the other website?
Okay. SPP, as in Sierra Papa Papa, SPP.gov, that is, I believe, a Commerce Department website that lists how.
Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Right, exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. Thank you very much for what you all do.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been talking about the SPP for a long, long time, months and months, and that's just since they put it up. But it's the American Union. So, yes, sir. Thank you. Let's talk to Kathy in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
And, Jack. I'm waiting for my tape. I can't wait to get it, the terror storm. I'm waiting very patiently
well,
here.
Well, we're shipping them out.
And thank you. I went through something with the police here not too long ago, and I guess they think that I'm a terrorist because I took my children out of state, and they said that I kidnapped them. And I was put in jail, and they have like a, oh, I don't know, I think it was a $100,000 bail.
Well, this happens all the time where people take their kids out for a week to go on vacation. They come back, truancy officers have been called, or are you divorced and just took them out of state to visit somebody and they called?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened? Well, I mean, which of the two? Which of the two?
It was a divorce.
Yeah.
The divorce part.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And,
okay, did you move out of state without talking to your ex-husband?
No, we went on vacation.
Yeah, well, a lot of sneaky lawyers use that, and they set people up. You need to go file a complaint on him criminally for filing a false report, and you need to also civilly go after him. I mean, how long did you take your family out of town?
I think it was about 2 weeks.
Did you tell him?
No.
Well, you need to, I mean, does he have any custody?
We had, he got some kind of custody while I was gone. They ordered a show cause or something like that. And,
okay, well, it sounds like you're being shut up. Jack, you got any comments?
Yes, it's a hard situation, but, it's going on all across the nation, my dear. And get with, it is hard to find an attorney you trust, I know, but try to and get something going on that to come against him for doing this to you, because it's a true crime to accuse you of kidnapping the children, very serious crime, when, of course, you were just on vacation. So I would follow Alex's advice and get started on that immediately.
Had you gotten back to town when they arrested you?
Yes, they arrested me.
I would just go before the court and say no cause, drop it all, this is a complete joke, and demand a jury trial if not, and get up there and tell your story. I took my children out for vacation, came back and got arrested.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm sorry to hear that happen to you. Yeah, you got to watch that. Sometimes people who are mad in a divorce will wait till you go out of town and then set you up and file false charges. We'll come back, final segment with Jack McClam, take a few more calls. He's got a new show here on Genesis, 7 o'clock at night central, 7 p.m., Jack McClam.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest, most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Jack McClam, I know you've covered this. I've heard your show, read your writings on it. The land grabbing now, a lot of times they don't even, county, city, federal, state, they don't even say it's for environmental reasons. They just say, we're taking it, we're not paying you for it, and if you fight us in court, we'll make up something and charge you for cleaning your property, you know, $1 million. I mean, it's getting, the cases I see on a daily basis now are just out in the open corruption. So at the same time, people are waking up, Jack, but at the very same instance, the government's just going wildly corrupt. Why is that?
Isn't that amazing, Alex, that the Supreme Court just came out with their decision a few months ago, just as the time when this NAFTA superhighway has to put through and take away hundreds of thousands of people's property to put in that superhighway. Isn't that amazing how that all came together?
It is, and I see cases where they grab multi-million dollar pieces of property and just say, we're not paying you anything.
Well, a lot of people are sure going to lose their property under this superhighway going in, brother, and so...
By the way, there are 80 of them.
80 what?
80 superhighways. It's now on the official government website.
Wow, I haven't seen that. I knew of the big one going up to Kansas City and then up to Canada.
Now they've announced 80 of them.
My goodness gracious, hadn't heard that yet.
Yeah, it's a minor footnote in some of the mainstream news articles and one that Daisy did. We need to have a headline with that, yeah.
Gee, my goodness gracious. Well, it's coming, folks, and the only thing's going to stop it is people waking up. So we're on the right course. We're on the field of battle against God's enemies and our enemies, and we're winning, brother. We just have to keep get the people listening today to every day contact somebody, get one of your tapes into their hands.
Exactly.
Tell them to get it in the hands or show it to their families.
Let's try to jam a call in here.
Okay.
Let's go to Bill in Colorado. Bill in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead. Now, he's there, but he's not listening. Let's go to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to bring some information to the attention of your listeners that might help out in situations what you were talking about today, and that is the Civil Rights Act of 1871. People can find it if they research Title 42, Section 1983 of the United States Code, commonly referred to as just Section 1983. And in there, it provides that anyone who, under the color of state or local law, causes a person to be deprived of their rights guaranteed by the Constitution or federal law is liable to that person civilly. So you could take them to court. You can take their house. You can take their car. You can take your pension. So all these bad cops out there that are doing the wrong things, this is where you go after them. That's the Civil Rights Act of 1871, Title 42.
I know that's been effective in the past. It still is to some extent. The courts are getting worse and worse. But instead of just going after the cops that come to grab your land, what about going after the mayor? What about going after the people that actually gave the orders? Jack McClam?
Yes, very, very true. And I know cops that have lost their property under that law over the years. And so we need to hit the top guys and the city managers, the city, the guys that gave the orders to take this property, and hit them hard with these suits, and they'll think twice about doing that.
Take their stuff away.
And hit the cops while you're at it. It's better to go after the kingpins. It's better to go after the dons.
Yeah,
the police
chief, the mayors, and the city council.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. We're flat out of time. Jack McClam, I want to thank you for joining us, and I'm excited that in the last month you've joined the GCN Radio Network weeknights at 7 p.m. Central, and I'll be tuned in. God bless you, my friend.
Okay, brother, and thanks for all you do for so many. We love you, Alex, and many cops and soldiers listen in and listening and watching your tape. So thank you, brother.
Well, thank you, Jack. God bless. Godspeed. All right, we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. More huge guests coming up this week. That's all I'm going to tell you. Huge guests coming up this week. All right, now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.